Chapter 2. Spurge and Agrich, the weasel slavers, sat by the fire as dawn's rosy paws probed the eastern horizon. They were trying to brew a pan of mint tea and making a total mess of it. At the side of the fire lay a stack of raw apple pancakes. Spurge burned his paw on the pan handle and danced about waving it.
Rat me ears, how does that little spike dog brew this stuff?
Agrich prodded the pancakes with a wicked-looking willow cane.
Search me,
he said.
I ain't sure how to cook these pancakes the rascal made last night. Rotten little pincushion. We'll track him down. He can't go far without water in the wastelands. Wait till I lay claws on him. I'll make that runaway wick for a season or more.
He swished the cane through the air, grinning crookedly in anticipation of giving Bowley a severe whipping.
Morning, sirs. Sorry I runned off like a gnat last night.
Spurge's jaw dropped. There was Bowley, ambling around the big shale rock that marked their camp. Quivering with rage, Agrich pointed with the cane to a wooden post, driven into the ground with a heavy shackling rope attached to it.
You little scum! I'm going to bind you to that post and lash the prickles off of your head! Come here!
Spurge knocked the cane aside.
After breakfast, matey. We want him fit to cook our victuals first. Get to it, you lazy lump.
Obediently, Bowley stirred crushed mint leaves into the bubbling water, setting the pancakes on a thin shale slab which he balanced over the fire's edge. As he worked, Marielle strolled into the camp, smiling foolishly. She waved a paw at the two weasels.
Morning. Lovely day, isn't it? Any breakfast going spare for a hungry traveller?
Spurge and Agrich could not believe their luck. Not only had the runaway surrendered, but they had suddenly got themselves a simpleton mouse maid travelling alone. It surely was turning out to be a nice day.
What you got in there, mousey?
Said Spurge, eyeing the haversack their new arrival was carrying. Marielle winked and wrinkled her nose.
Oh, a bit of this and that, you know.
The weasels went into a huddle, sniggering and whispering. After a while, Agrich turned to Marielle, saying,
If you wants to eat, you've got to help see. There's fresh fruit and water in that hollow under the rock. You help that lazy edge pit and ready the victuals. Then we'll see you get something nice, won't we, matey?
Spurge gave a malicious chuckle.
Oh, yes, it'll be a real surprise.
The food stock was good. Marielle busied herself preparing a fruit salad of strawberries, apples, plums and pears. Pouring honey and water into a gourd, she crushed damsons in it and began shaking up a cordial. The weasels sat in the shade of the rock as the morning sun got up. They nudged each other, sniggering with ill-concealed mirth.